You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for Stardust to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on Scene. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. Happy Monday. By the time you hear this, it will either be Monday evening or Tuesday. So excited to have you all here. It is your host, Jackie Zuck, and what an inspiring Motivation Monday interview today, then all about visual branding when it comes to what to put on your content, in your newsletters, all of that jazz. So who is next to know about? The amazing Tammy Davison, who is an incredible photographer specializing in personal brand photography, also has a background in portrait photography. And if you are not a client of mine or all into social media, I talk about how important it is in today's society to have clear branding on your social media presence. And it should not be stock photos. It should be you, if not your family members, if not things you're doing on a regular basis. It all has to be things that are connected to you, so people feel that immediate connection to who you are and why they need to invest in you and your page rather than any other person doing the same thing. So I was really excited to connect with Tammy at an event a month ago, and she's super talented, amazing, originally from Seattle, has been in Massachusetts now for 2 years, so she goes back and forth, bi-coastal girl, to do photography, and she is just so talented, amazing, inspiring, a mother of five, a stepmother to four. How she does it all is beyond inspiring, but she has created an incredible business, and I'm so excited to have her on today to talk about how to get your presence known through your photos. She's also going to share some awesome branding tips of how to prep before meeting with a photographer. And also, how can you best represent yourself through the process, through the creative process? She's really good at breaking down all the logistics of that. So I'm so excited to have the amazing founder of Modern Brand Photography, Tammy Davison, on the line. And we are going to connect with her right now and figure out how she got into the world of photography. We're gonna have a quick word from our sponsor and stay tuned for Tammy.
Wake up to McDonald's breakfast duos. Get two for $2 and mix and match a sausage McMuffin, sausage burrito, and any size hot drip coffee for just $2. Or get more with two for $4 and mix and match a sausage McMuffin with egg, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, and any size hot drip coffee for just $4. Now that's a real breakfast. McDonald's breakfast duos. Make your morning tastier. Prices and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any combo meal.
All right. So Tammy, tell us how you fell into the world of photography.
Yes, I took a class in high school, a photography class, and I just loved it. And I loved art, but I wasn't an illustrator or a painter. So I thought photography was a great way to be artistic, and it was the perfect medium for me. And then in college, I sort of went the graphic design route, and I was a multimedia designer for a career. And then I fell in love with photography again when I started having kids, and I would take photos of them and people would say, wow, these should be in a magazine. People would pay you for this. And I just really needed that creative outlet. So I decided to start my photography business.
Well, it's so interesting you talk about that too, because as a personal branding specialist, because I mean, you're so much more now than a photographer with your graphic design background, you're seeing the whole branding across the whole thing, right?
Which is
so fascinating. I love it. So
yeah, how it all kind of comes together really well.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be my follow-up question. So if I'm coming to you as a small business, give me three top things of how I can prep to best benefit to work with you or even a photographer in general.
So I would have them just think about, like, what's the message that you want to convey? And with that, what's the kind of story we want to show you doing? So for the images. Mm-hmm. And then what's the style? And maybe if they're, like I had mentioned, something bright and airy, if that's your style. Or do you have some colors you want to incorporate that can kind of just, we can bring it across all of your images that's going to really match with your branding? And then what images are you going to need for your social media posts? So that's kind of like, what topics are you going to talk about? for your social media posts or for your any newsletter you might send out. And Pinterest is a great place to go and kind of get ideas. And you can look at other people's social media to kind of get ideas
too. Perfect. Yeah, I was going to say even other social media accounts that they like, because that will help you a lot too.
Definitely.
Yeah, for the aesthetics and things like that.
Like say a coach, you want to, maybe you're working with someone one-on-one, then we show you interacting with somebody.
Right.
Or maybe you have some inspirational things that you want to talk about or self-care. So we might set up a scene where it's like you're doing self-care. And then that's, if you're going to post a newsletter or something that's about that, then you have that perfect image to go with it.
Right. And it's your own forever. Like you allow them right. to have the royalties, right, to that? Or it's, how does that work too? Because I know there's a lot that goes into that stuff. So
right. So that's definitely something that I offer with my packages too, is that you have
The commercial use, right? Thank basically, you. Yes. Yeah. I was trying to think of the right name.
Yeah. So you'll have them in digital format and you're free to just crop them and repurpose them without any limitation.
So can I ask a general question? So what is the normal amount of photos you provide for 3 months of content?
So that would be about 60 images.
Awesome.
So we can do, you're going to want good pictures of yourself. Like it's just more than a headshot, you know, you're going to want those good pictures of yourself, but then also, like I said, thinking of what are you going to talk about? What are you going to post about? So like, even just for content, you know, people could spend a lot of time trying to come up with what they're going to, like setting something up, an image that they want to go with their content or to match a topic that they're posting about, looking for stock photography. But by planning out the session, then we're going to plan out the topics that you're covering. And then we create those images to go with your content. And they're going to have this consistent look and feel that goes with your branding.
I love it. So you're really like essentially like a visual branding coach, because you allow them to even think further beyond tomorrow. You know what I mean? That's important.
Yeah. And it helps them because like a big thing is saving time. Not just we're creating these amazing images,
right,
but you're saving time because if you have to go and search for all those images, now you just have, you're going to have this bank of images that you can just, and I have different packages too, but you know, essentially you're going to have this bank of images that you could do all of your social media posts for 3 months. And you just have a set of images that you go search through for whatever you're going to post.
Right.
That's ultimately what's going to grow their brand.
Makes sense.
So for a coach, maybe their goal is to be authentic and personable and inspiring. Maybe there are certain colors that they want to incorporate that are part of their brand. What's the feeling they want their images to have? A coach may want to have images with a light and airy and bright feel that would be inspiring and positive. So we'll kind of just start there. And then in our session, we're not only going to create images for them for their marketing and their website, but we're going to spend some time in a planning session so that they can have 3 months of images to post on their social media.
Love it.
So we want to think about like the topics they're going to blog about or the images that they're going to need for their newsletter or just any social media posts. So like I know a lot of entrepreneurs, they spend a lot of time taking their own photographs to go with that content they're posting. So like even just trying to do a selfie can take a lot of time, like to get that perfect selfie. And which I know if I ever take a selfie, and I might just not be good at it, but I take a lot of pictures before I come up with one that I kind of like.
Right.
So first of all, a selfie isn't going to be a good personal or professional representation of yourself. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to make you look a lot better just by choosing like the best lens and the best angles to make you look good.
Right. And if we can briefly talk about your background too, like you have a background in portrait photography, you've done weddings, like tell us a little bit about like that experience versus now.
Yeah. So, I've been doing this for a really long time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I feel like my business has kind of evolved. Like, you know, when I first started out, I loved doing babies and children. And then as my kids have gotten older, I had a couple, one's graduating this year, but I love doing the high school senior portraits.
Yeah. Like those that's are just so been special.
Super fun for me. Mm-hmm. And then now I feel like, you know, I moved here from the West Coast. It's been almost 2 years. And so I had to restart my business.
Right.
So it kind of was a good transition because I just saw how there was kind of like this trend in branding for businesses. And then, you know, it's such a visual world that photos are like the first impression that people see in your branding.
Right.
So I just saw this need for kind of, like I said, going beyond just having a great headshot, but showing people your authentic self in the photographs and having a stronger connection with your audience, that kind of creates that stronger connection with your audience. When they see you in that authentic way, you kind of build more trust and they want to buy from you.
Right.
So this connection starts with that visual for your brand.
It's a really good point.
Yeah. So every business needs great images. So whether it's for your website, social media, advertising. So I just saw this market for this. And then with my background in portrait work, it just was a great direction for my business. I mean, I was kind of having to restart. I love working with women entrepreneurs. So, yeah, it kind of just evolved that way. And so, I mean, my kids, I still have some kids that are younger and I still do love doing the high school, senior portraits, and I don't really do weddings, but I'm sure as my kids start getting married and their friends start getting married, maybe I might go that direction. But right, it's not my favorite thing to do.
It's also right. And also takes up a lot of your time. Like you're already busy mm-hmm. doing this stuff. That's like weekend more involved too. So it's like even more involving of your schedule.
Yeah.
So being a mom of five and like four stepkids, you know, which is so amazing. I'm still so inspired of how you manage this all. So amazing. Seriously.
It was definitely very crazy when they were younger. It's not as bad now because like I really only have three at home now.
Right.
And so it's not as crazy right. as that sounds.
But no, it makes sense. It yeah. totally makes sense. Oh my God. Hysterical. So, you know, briefly, you did talk about how you are from the West Coast and when you and I had even chatted prior, you still do work out there, which is awesome.
Yes.
So can you elaborate more on like some of the, wasn't there a winery or something you were doing work with or?
No, the winery is actually somebody I'm working with here.
So cool.
I'm hoping to work with yoga company. It's called Pineapple Life. That's in the Seattle area. I'm hoping to work with them. And that would be like a quarterly. That was the other thing. I do quarterly sessions. So, you know, people, a business, you kind of need new images every quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So if I just go and do a day where we're doing all these different scenarios and, you know, they'll have images for the next 3 months. Well, then at the next 3 months, you're going to need a whole set of different images for all the different topics you might, or any advertising that you're going to do, you might just need a whole new set of images. So we just do another planning session. And the nice thing about that too, is that we've already kind of established your look and your feel for that goes with your branding. So we've kind of already done that work.
Right.
And now we're just there to create those new images that you can use for the next 3 months.
So fun. So like, even though you are creative, where do you usually go for guidance in terms of coming up with some of the creative things to do?
You know, it's almost like when I meet with somebody, it just comes to me and we're just talking about, we kind of brainstorm a little bit in that planning session. So we're just sitting there talking about the different topics and different things that they're wanting to convey. And I just feel like we just get a bunch of ideas from that. And I mean, just, I think just by nature, I'm artistic. So,
right.
So when I am putting things together, it's kind of just having the eye for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, it's fun. That's what I love. I love even, you know, when it's not necessarily just the person, but setting up, you know, a different, kind of like a set
right.
where you just kind of set it up and it's just so fun and creative.
Well, it's interesting too, how you were talking about how you're getting to know the person and who they are. And like, cause that probably there's so many probably walks of life that you meet constantly and you're like certain things talk to more people than others, you know? So
right.
It's a really good point. So what was the first branding photo shoot you had ever done? What was that experience like, and who are you allowed to share who that was with?
Yeah, actually, this was actually one of my favorite shoots. So it's Chrissy Carroll, and she has the blog Snacking and Sneakers,
cool.
and she's like a food and fitness blogger. So her audience is mostly women who are runners or triathletes and fit moms. And in our session, we just show her like as a mom, because that's kind of how she relates to her audience. Mm-hmm. And we show her in action doing the things that she's sharing about. So she's also a brand ambassador. So we show her using some of the products she represents. And we just had a great time in the session. Like, she was super fun to work with. And we just show her being really authentic and in her element, which is creating a strong connection with her audience.
Right.
And yeah, so we were just laughing through the session, and then her personality just really comes through in the images. And we also just had a lot of opportunity to be creative, kind of like what I was talking about when she's representing watermelon. So just kind of setting up images with the watermelon. I mean, it sounds kind of simple, but it was just super fun. And so I think that she also just really appreciated that she now has all these beautiful images and she doesn't have to go shoot them herself. And she just saved a ton of time by creating them all in one session.
Right. And I feel like you really helped her think out of the box too, because normally an influencer, you know, would usually just set up shop and do selfies like from their phone. It's so freaking true.
Right.
So.
Right, because this is her actually doing things. Like, she actually taught me. I actually know how to cook a steak now.
I love it. See, one hand shakes the other. That's amazing. That's
awesome.
Yeah,
so she's, like, representing beef is one of the things that she does. So then I was like, oh, yeah, I'm really bad at cooking. So I know how to cook a steak now.
That's hysterical. I love it. That's awesome. So cool, Tammy. All right. So how can people get in touch with you to inquire about any sort of branding shoot with you? How can they reach out? And also share your social media links, please.
Yeah. So they can email me info@tammydavisonphotography.com. If you want to see my site, it's modernbrandphotography.com. And that's also my Instagram. So, I mean, I kind of have sort of feel like I have two businesses, because the branding is kind of, I made that separate.
Right.
Just so I can really showcase that. But then I also do, you know, the portrait work, and mostly doing high school seniors now, but that's, you can find that at TammyDavisonPhotography.com.
I love it. So fun. Tammy, you are so awesome. I want to play a little game time so everybody can get to know you outside of your awesome career. There's okay. No pressure on how to answer them. This is just a fun way for all of us to get to know you, okay?
Okay.
So, first question, what is Tammy's favorite TV guilty pleasure?
I would have to confess that it is any of the Real Housewives.
I agree with you. I'm right there with you. What's your favorite one?
Probably New York.
Love it.
So my husband's always confused when I talk about my friends and I like tell these elaborate stories about our time in the Hamptons or whatever fight was happening. And then he kind of catches on like, oh, you're talking about your TV friends.
That's hysterical. Oh my God. Which character do you love the most on the show?
Oh gosh. Do I actually love any of that?
I know. Good point. Good point. It just makes you forget like everything you're dealing with on a day-to-day basis, doesn't it?
Right?
All their chaos. Oh my God. It's hysterical.
No, I might not actually really want to be friends with
them. You just view from afar. Yeah. And that makes it enjoyable. That's hysterical. Love New York too. Okay. What is Tammy's favorite destination of choice?
Probably Hawaii.
I love it. Have you been?
Yeah. Oh, like I think I've been 6 times.
Oh,
now.
My God.
But see, well, also being from the West Coast, that's kind of where we would go because it's closer to the West Coast.
Right.
I love the beach. I love tropical air, but I might have to find a different destination from.
That's a little closer.
Side.
Yeah. You're so funny. Oh, my God. So, you know, just a random question I'm throwing in here, but what is the difference in lifestyle from living on the West Coast to here?
Just like people wise
in general. I mean, obviously the weather is different, but I wanted to know, is it faster pace? Is it like, what stands out to you the most?
I would say, you know, people kind of say this and I always say they say, but like, like there, I think people are a little more surfacey. I don't even know if that's actually a word.
I don't even know what that means, to be honest. Can you elaborate?
Yeah. Like when, like people just don't go as deep. Like
right.
in getting to know you, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like here, once I have got, I've just have so many great friends here that once I get to know them, I feel like I just know them really, really well. And I've only been here for a couple years and they kind of are up there with the friends that I've known for 20 years.
I love that though. That's so nice.
Yeah. That's what I've just noticed.
That's freaking awesome. So you would say that it's very welcoming, fast-paced, that type of...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Just, like, I don't know. I just feel like I really have some great people that I've made friends with here.
I love it.
Just
that.
In a fast time, you know?
Right. Well, that's what I meant by, like, fast-paced, right? That you met them and they became fast friends. That's really, really nice. Yeah. All right. Very cool. Thanks for sharing that. What is Tammy's favorite snack of choice?
I would say German chocolate cake.
Ooh.
But no one else in my house likes it.
Really?
So if I ever make it, I pretty much just eat the whole cake.
Oh my God, you're hysterical. I don't even think actually I even know what's in German chocolate cake. Is it just pure chocolate?
Well, it's like just a chocolate cake, but then the German chocolate part is the frosting.
Oh my God.
Like the nuts and the coconut, and it's kind of caramely. I don't know.
Sounds pretty awesome. I thought you said German. I've never heard of German chocolate cake. It sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, German chocolate cake. It's the best.
So cool. Thanks for sharing. I'm going to have to do some investigating. Who is someone you admire in the entrepreneur world and why?
So I pretty much admire anybody who's an entrepreneur because I just feel like it's not an easy route. Mm-hmm. And I love when people just have a business idea and have a passion for it and they just go for it. But if I had to choose a person, I would say Phil Isernio. It's actually Mr. Isernio because he was my marketing teacher and DECA advisor back in high school. And he's a motivational speaker. And he really just has inspired so many people, myself included, to be entrepreneurs. And he teaches the value of doing and being something different and really the power of thinking positive and believing in yourself and your idea.
I love it. So what was your leap that you knew you wanted to become an entrepreneur?
Well, so when I had kids, mm-hmm. then I was staying home and I just thought, I just wanted to start a business.
Right.
I felt like I wasn't fulfilled enough being a mom and not working. So it was part being creative and part just like working for myself. Like
right.
I really can't imagine working for somebody else after having done this for so long.
Makes sense. I love that. No, it makes a lot of sense. And then obviously I feel like you fell into portraits first just because you had kids. So you were probably taking pictures of your kids all the time, right?
Yes.
Makes sense. Totally makes sense. So if you need, did you ever do family portraits too at any point?
Oh yeah. Like
so
family kind of comes with it too.
Right.
So yeah, like right now I mostly love doing the high school seniors. I mean, I have so much fun doing it.
Yeah. Well, it's also their last year in high school. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
So cute.
They just really, so I think that's another thing just business wise, that's mm-hmm. a little bit different East Coast, West Coast, because I feel like their senior portraits are a big deal, which is why I kind of go back there in the summers too and do a lot of work there. It's just a big deal. And here, it's, maybe they do it more at the schools. I don't know.
Right. But,
yeah.
Good
point. We have
points.
So much fun. The girls especially, like just be a model. And
they feel in their element, right?
Mm-hmm.
So freaking cool. Tammy, you are so awesome. Thank you so much for coming on today. Can you please tell everybody again how they can follow you on social media and your websites?
Yep. So my Instagram is Modern Brand Photography for branding. And or if you want to do more portrait work, it's Tammy Davison Photography. And same website, modernbrandphotography.com or tammydavisonphotography.com.
Well, thank you so much, Tammy, for coming on our amazing podcast today. You are fabulous. What an inspiration you are. Everybody definitely needs to check out Tammy Davison. Follow her on all her social media channels and definitely stay up to date with all of her latest tips and tricks and insights of how she can help you rebrand your visual stuff online and for your website and for your newsletters, all that good stuff. So thank you so much again, Tammy, for coming on today and stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today for startups to celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us today at nextonscene.com or get social with us at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.
The big wireless companies sold you an outdated plan tied to long-term contracts and mystery fees. Simple Mobile's different. You get a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network with no contract, ever. And keep the phone and number you love. Just text the word BYOP to 611-611 to see if your phone is compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
Standard text, message, and data rates may apply based on your mobile phone service. Please refer always to the privacy policy at simplemobile.com/privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.